It is Jimmy Nace, mode of transport. Jim, of course, we are live from our red double-decker bus. We are on the road. We are currently at our third stop, Rest Point Casino. Please welcome to the show the general manager of Rest Point Casino, Mr. Andrew Fox. Andrew, first things first, sorry that we woke you up early, but then I've just found out you got up even earlier than us because you've already been on the cross trainer this morning.
I've been smashing out a few kilometres on the cross trainer, that's right.
More than us, mate. We've just gone up and down the stairs on this bus a couple of times.
I don't want to give too much away, Andrew. It looks like you got up early and you were baking as well.
That's right. I've been working with the pastry guys here at Rest Point all morning. We put a nice big Movember mustache-shaped cake into place, which I'm... Tommy Windsor told me that he's going to eat this morning for breakfast.
I'm surprised he hasn't already started hooking into it, big Tommy Windsor as well. I mean, he does have a microphone in his hand, but he's about to have the cake in his hand as well.
Producer Grace has got both his hands tied behind his back, so we can't get into this
now,
cake.
Andrew, another thing I need to bring up is the fact that you might notice our attire at the moment. We're fully suited up in blue suits. Now, Tommy, this was Tommy's idea. He wanted us to look like kind of the Anchorman cast as well.
I'm Tom Burgundy.
He just wanted to say that. Now, you are in a suit as well. Was this because you are the general manager of Rest Point Casino? That's your normal attire, or did Tommy get to you early and ask you to wear a suit?
Well, it is my normal attire, but Tommy did tell me that it needed to be a blue suit.
Suited and booted. We're a sharp operating team here at the Mobart Mobros.
We're coordinated, even though we don't know it.
That's how good.
Now, Andrew, we need to talk about Rest Point Casino. I keep saying casino. It is casino, but today it's Rest Point Casino. Of course, with borders reopening, things relaxing a little bit, this is going to be great for you guys coming into summer and coming into the new year as well.
That's right. Bookings are really starting to fly in now. We're expecting a really great high season come January. Hopefully Hobart will get back to a new normal, and we'll see a really good high season with lots of tourists coming through, and Rest Point will be heaving, no doubt.
How hard has it been this year, Andrew, I guess, with, all the restrictions and, Tassie's such a beautiful place, Hobart's such a beautiful place, so many people just coming down and enjoying everything, but, I mean, they haven't been able to.
No, that's right. We've had a really quiet year, obviously. We've been locked down and closed for a period of time, and then we reopened. We had quarantine for a period there as well, some of the hotel. So it's been tough. It's been tough on everybody, all the staff of having to take a break, as well as obviously from a business perspective.
Can I ask about the quarantine? Did you when people came and quarantined and then they left, after their stay, did you give them like a card or something and go, hey, come back and enjoy it when you're not locked up?
go down to the buffet.
If we had seen them, they left literally 6 o'clock the morning of quarantine. They were out of here. If we had had a chance to give them a card, we might have.
Now, Andrew, you guys have been long-time supporters of Movember as well. You personally, what does Movember mean to you?
Well, listen, I listened to Tommy speak at the tourism conference the other day, and heard his story. Obviously suicide prevention and men's health is something that's, close to my heart, and obviously we love supporting it. So we're more than happy to support it today. And I would like to announce that Rest Point will be donating $2,000 to the campaign.
Oh, round of applause. How
Thanks,
good is
Foxy,
that,
mate? Long-time supporters, Rest Point Casino, and the Federal Group more broadly. They've always, a huge part of the community here in Tassie, as are the Mobart Mobros. So thanks so much, Foxy. Really appreciate it, mate.
No problem, Tommy.
Now, we do need to say $1,500 of that $2,000 went into making that cake, so enjoy
and
the $500.
My blue suit as
well. No, seriously, $2,000, that is awesome. Getting us closer to that $1 million mark as well, Tommy. That'll just tick us over a little bit more as well.
Flying towards that $1 million.
Again, if you do want to donate, mobartmobros.com.au. Andrew Fox, General Manager of Rest Point Casino, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning and getting up early to bake that moustache cake for us, mate.
And
thank
cross
you so
train.
Much. And cross train as well, mate.
It's been a busy morning. It's been fantastic. Thanks, fellas.
Want more Jimmy and Nace? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.